Okay, today we're Be'ez Hashem going to learn Perek Vav, Mishnayis, Dalid, and Hey. So Mishnah Dalid is going to discuss at what point you're allowed to go to the market in the 8th year and assume that the vegetables you find in the market are not Shemitah vegetables and that they're perfectly fine. You don't have to worry about Kedusha Shavias. So says Mishnah, Me'im Esay Mutra Adam Likach Yarek B'Matzai Shavias. At what point can you just buy a vegetable in Matzai Shavias and not worry that it might be a Shemitah vegetable? I mean, there's no Isser of eating Shemitah vegetables, but after this man biur, this nisr of eating Shemitah vegetables. So, at what point are you allowed to just go and buy a vegetable and assume that it is not a Shemitah vegetable? So, it says Mishnah Mishiyasek Yotzebo, that if a vegetable would have had enough time to grow in the 8th year and ripen to the same point that the vegetables in the market are ripened to, so then you can assume that those vegetables are from this year and not from the previous year. If you look at the Bartanur, he explains, that we can assume that if you could have planted something after Shemitah and it would have grown to the point that these vegetables in the market have grown, then you can assume that it's such a vegetable that it came from the 8th year. Inami, says the Bartanur, that there's more heter than there is iser, and therefore it became batel. So even if it's not post Shemitah produce, it's batel in the majority that is post-Shemitah produce. Asa habakir hutar ha'afil. And not only that, when, let's say you have certain places where the vegetables ripen more quickly, and you're not in one of those places. So let's say you see a bunch of vegetables, cucumbers, tomatoes, whatever, out in the market, and they're really well ripened, and none of the in the place that you are, none of the vegetables that were planted in the 8th year are that level of ripening. But in other places in Eretz Yisrael, well, they are, so that's good enough to be matirit, because we assume that that people ship vegetables from one place to the other, so you're allowed to buy it even in a place where the local vegetables have not been ripened, but you're allowed to buy it in a local market, because you could assume that it came from places where it did ripen more early. Rebbe hiter likach yarek matzai shvi'is miyad. Rebbe has a kula where he allows you to buy vegetables in the 8th year right away, that even though you know that this could not have come from 8th year produce, because it's Rosh Hashanah, it's the day after Shemitah is over. And so obviously there wasn't time to plant it and to grow it and to harvest it. So it's not Motzai Shemitah produce. But since most of the stuff they sell in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah year anyway is imported from outside of Eretz Yisrael, so you can assume that that's what this is as well. That once the Shemitah year is over, you don't have to be as careful to ascertain where it comes from, and you can assume that it came from outside of Eretz Israel. Now, Mishnah Hey tells us a very, very important halacha lemaisa. Ein motzin shemen shreifa uperu shvius me'aretz l'chutz l'aretz. You're not allowed to export from Eretz Israel truma that became tameh, which you are obligated to burn. You're not allowed to export that from Eretz Israel. And also peru shvius, you're not allowed to export from Eretz Israel to chutz l'aretz, which is a very, very important halacha, because we assume that the biur has to be done in Eretz Israel. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Shamati Beferush Motzin LeSuria Vein Motzin LeChutz LaAretz. He says that you are allowed to export these things to Surya, but not to Chutz LaAretz. Meaning that's just Rabbi Shimon's shita, that Surya has a din of Eretz Yisrael, unlike what we said in previous Mishnayos, where we said that since it's only Kibush Yachid, it does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that it has a din of Eretz Yisrael, so it's not really called exporting; it's just transferring from one place in Eretz Yisrael to another. But this happens all the time. You can go to a wine store, for example, sometimes in the United States. We once went to a wine store, not far from where I live, and there were all sorts of wines that said on the label, Otzer Beis Din Shemitah wine. Now, Otzer Beis Din is a system that just allows for the distribution of the wine that grew B'Kedusha, that they were, they weren't violating the Isser of commerce with Shemitah, because the grower wasn't getting paid for the wine itself. He was only the only distributors were getting paid to make sure that it gets distributed properly. But that's no heter to send it to Chutz La'aretz. Not sure why on earth it ended up in Chutz La'aretz. That should not happen. The Shemitah wine should not end up in Chutz La'aretz, because there's a separate Isser Mitrabanan that you're not allowed to export Shemitah produce from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. The biur has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So I remember we asked Rabbi Willig at the time what to do, and he said that you have to do biur in Chutz La'aretz, meaning that it should not have been here, but once it's here, you could do the biur b'diavad in Chutz La'aretz. But there is this Isser Drabanan, you're not allowed to export Shemitah produce. So again, Mishnah Dalid, we learned that you're allowed to buy peros and motzai shvi'is according to the Tanakhama when it plausibly could have been motzai shvi'is produce, meaning it's ripened to the same point that motzai shvi'is produce is ripened to, whereas Rebbe allows right away on motzai shvi'is. You're allowed to buy Shemitah produce, even though it plausibly could not be motzai shvi'is produce, because after all, it could have been imported produce. And then in Mishnah, we learned that you're not allowed to export Truma Temeah that needs to be burnt, nor are you allowed to export Shemitah produce. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav.